Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and as we continue our journey to mental and emotional freedom, we're going to talk about one of the biggest battlegrounds we face, how to see ourselves, beauty from the inside out. Let's get into it. Today, we're dedicating this episode to true beauty. That's right, the internal beauty, beauty from the inside out. So this isn't a skincare routine or a makeup tutorial. This is a deep, real, raw, and relevant conversation about redefining beauty as a state of being and not a standard of appearance. So we will talk about, you know, just how the war within is often fueled by comparison. We talk about that. Stay in your lane. Self-criticism and the relentless pursuit of external ideals. So the goal today is to shift your focus from coverage, trying to hiding flaws, to cultivating your inner confidence in natural beauty that shines deep from within. Now, don't get it twisted. I love to look good, but it's all about that inner beauty as well. We get so confused because of the beauty industry, the social media, Hollywood. They've all sold us the same toxic lie that being beautiful is a matter of less one thing, less wrinkle, less weight, less acne, and more of another, like more products, more money spent. So this episode, we have to get real about working on how to make ourselves whole and complete from the inside. Every single day, we pick ourselves apart as if we're falling apart. And what happened when you feel like, you know, you're engaging with that self-doubt and you're engaging with those voices that say you'll be happier if your skin was clear or no one will take you seriously until you lose 10 pounds? That is such a big lie. And that's the enemy, the voice that's actively trying to dim your light. So the real truth is no amount of external perfection will fill the hole that is left within when you feel that internal self-rejection. So you have to do the work within. That's where the true beauty comes from. It comes from knowing. It comes from the inner confidence. And if beauty is truly from the inside out, we need to define its raw components. I believe it's inner beauty standards. And that's through authenticity, you know, also your health, your emotional and mental energy, and getting rid of comparison. So we are going to take a deeper dive and explore this more. True beauty, that comes from within. It has nothing to do with the mirror. Don't get me wrong. I love the way I look in the mirror, but true beauty is not found in flawless skin, perfect hair, or the latest trends. It begins deep within, deep down inside. Real beauty radiates from your heart, your thoughts, and the way you treat yourself and others. It's the quiet confidence that comes from self-acceptance, the kindness that lights up your spirit, and the peace that shines through when you know your worth. For too long, we've been taught to chase beauty outwardly, going to Sephora and MAC, all of these products to fix, enhance, and compare ourselves against impossible standards, against, you know, Hollywood figures that have had so many surgeries in selling you products. But understand, the genuine transformation doesn't happen on the surface. It happens when we nurture our mind, strengthen our spirit, and embrace who we truly are. Beauty from the inside out is not about appearance. It's about alignment. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Beauty from the inside out is not about appearance. It's about alignment. It's about creating harmony between your inner world and the way you show up in the world. So this episode today is an invitation to look beyond the mirror and rediscover the deeper, more lasting kind of beauty, the kind that doesn't fade with the time or change with circumstances. I'm talking about that timeless beauty. Together, we'll explore how self-love, gratitude, Mindset and emotional wellness all play powerful roles in how we look and feel. It starts with self-love, how you love yourself, taking that time to love and caring yourself and put yourself first and understand who you are, your strengths and gratitude, having that level of appreciation and gratitude for your life and where you are, and that emotional well-being, that is so important. So when you nurture your inner world, everything about you begins to shift. Your posture changes, your energy feels lighter, your presence becomes magnetic. I mean, that is true. This is not something, a gimmick or anything like that. A lot of people, they gravitate towards my inner beauty. I mean, I would be lying if I said people don't, you know, stop me and say, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so gorgeous. But a lot of people tell me they love the way I make them feel, how I interact, how I treat others. It's not all about that physical appearance. You have to have the light from within, a light that transforms people around you, that energy, your kindness, your demeanor, your aurora. You have to have that light. It actually draws people in, because when you honor that inner beauty, your outer beauty, it naturally follows. You are beautiful, and you just have to remember that and know that it's okay to buy the beauty products, but you have to know where your true beauty comes from, and that comes from within. It comes from how you perceive yourself, your inner confidence, and knowing that you're okay without that foundation. You're okay without the blush. You're okay without the extensions. And those things are just enhancements. You're just beautiful just as you are. So I think that's what, in society, we all have to come to a grips in knowing our inner beauty and knowing our inner strength and knowing our inner glow that radiates from the inside out. That's the true magnetic beauty energy that just draws the world to you. Let's talk about it. You know, true beauty is the glow that never fades. That's the beauty that's always been within you. It was never something to chase, earn, or prove. It was something to uncover. And, you know, through this journey, I just hope you're truly reminded that real beauty doesn't come from mirrors, makeup, or approval. It comes from self-love, peace of mind, and the light you carry inside. When you nurture your thoughts, you speak kindly to yourself, and you live with intention, your inner world begins to shine outwardly, and that glow cannot be washed off or worn out. It's the kind that radiates through your smile, your confidence, and the way you make others feel. It's beauty that's deepened, you know, with time, and it's rooted in authenticity, compassion, and strength. That's where your true beauty is. So if you're walking to Sephora today looking for beauty, that's not where it's at. It's rooted in authenticity, your realness, your compassion for others, and your strength, and also taking care of yourself, self-love, mental health, and your body. That's an act of gratitude, that feeding your mind with positivity that creates confidence, and the healing your heart brings clarity and peace. So every time you choose kindness over comparison and just presence over perfection and purpose over pressure, you're actually embodying that beauty from the inside out. Now, the world itself, that's a different story. It may still try to define what beauty should look like for you, but now you know it's something you define for yourself. It's in your courage to be real, the grace to forgive, and the confidence to stand tall in your truth. So continue to glow, continue to shine, not because of what you wear or how you look. Don't get it twisted. We still like to look good here on Real Raw Relevant, but know that you have so much substance. Know that you bring so much more to the table. Your beauty is defined in how you love, how you care for others, and the joy you bring into their life, in your life, and how you just light up the world from the inside, things that resonate within you. So keep nurturing that beauty. It's the kind that never fades. So it's good to, you know, keep up your appearance and your wardrobe and also beauty and cosmetics and things like that. However, you must nurture and pour in all of those traits, that strength, that authenticity, that just inner glow. That's where it's at. That's where your real beauty from the inside out is coming from. So it's not in all of those external things that you're buying. It comes from within, and it's really a gift. It's a gift and it's a blessing to radiate those things from the inside out. So, you know, think of one area that you want to enhance, not just on the outside for flawless skin or perfect hair, but think of your personality traits. What are some things that you want to enhance? How you treat others, your character, your self-love, your mindset, your gratitude, your emotional wellness. Those are powerful roles in how you look and feel as well, your posture, your confidence, and your self-talk. Get rid of that negative self-talk. These are all things that enhance the quality of your beauty. So it's not just your outfit. It's not just your makeup. It's not just your good genes, genetics. There's so many things that make you beautiful and make you stand out. So let's focus on, you know, that mental aspect and that mental freedom of knowing that your confidence is deep within. It's through how you treat yourself and others, and that quiet confidence through self-acceptance and self-assurance. And sometimes we have to look inward. We can't always look to social media. We can't always look to friends and family members and our significant others to tell us how amazing and beautiful we are. You have to know that, you know that you're amazing, know that you're beautiful, and it's so much more than your physical being. It's also internally. So that's where the balance is at. The balance is in self-love, gratitude, mindset, how you nurture your inner world and how you're showing up. That begins to shift your posture, your confidence, when you work on all of those internal things. And it makes you so beautiful. It makes you radiate with this authentic glow that's priceless, that can't be bought or purchased in a retail store or, you know, beauty and, you know, the industry. You have to kind of really take a step back and assess who you are and how you're showing up and what your real beautiful essence is in the world. We are keeping it real over here on Real Raw Relevant, and know that real beauty isn't about what we see. It's about what we feel. It's not measured by the reflection in a mirror, but by the reflection of your heart, your kindness, and your strength. True beauty doesn't fade with time. It deepens with every experience, every act of compassion, and every moment you choose to love yourself exactly as you are. So I hope this episode today has taught you that genuine beauty begins within. It's in your laughter after pain, your courage after fear, and your grace through change. It's in the way you uplift others, the peace you bring into a room, and the quiet confidence that comes from knowing your worth. Real beauty cannot be created by products or perfected filters. True beauty comes from your self-respect, how you care for yourself, that self-love, that self-compassion, and the self-respect, forgiveness, authenticity. It shines brightest when you live with purpose and you treat yourself with the same love and care you give to those around you. That's the kind of beauty that endures, the kind that speaks louder than appearances and lasts longer than your youth. That's the kind of beauty that I'm investing in. So as you step forward, carry this truth with you. You are already enough. You don't need to become someone else to be beautiful. Your strength, your kindness, your story, they are all a part of your glow. Every scar, every lesson, every chapter has added depth to your beauty. So Let the world see the real you, confident, loving, and unapologetically whole. Because real beauty is not found in perfection, but in present. It's how you show up for yourself and for your life. And that kind of beauty, the beauty born of self-love and truth, will never fade. You are radiant. You are timeless. You are beautiful today, tomorrow, and always, you beautiful soul. Don't you ever forget that. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. If true beauty comes from the inside out, we have to define the raw components and know the difference that we're making. And look in the mirror every day, not just to check your appearance, but to check your soul. I want you to start using what I call the daily inner mirror exercise. Twice a day, maybe in the morning and the evening, close your eyes for one moment. Instead of checking your hair or your outfit, check your vibrations. Ask yourself three questions and answer them honestly. Where was I most authentic today? What did I do today to feed my inner soul? Was I compassionate to myself or others? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. If you need any additional resources on self-love, my book, Self-Love Matters, is available at Amazon.com. Get your copy. You won't regret it. Remember that true beauty radiates from the inside out. That's where you have your internal glow that's priceless, that can't be purchased at a retail store. So keep shining bright, you beautiful souls, and I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.